Well, starting at least when I was a teenager, I used to get into these black moods where I'd go for long, long walks and just feel bad. And in my family, you didn't talk about things like that. They just like it was like denial that they occurred. But in my family, there's a lot of that in my family, you know. And there's a lot of problems, but nobody ever really dealt with it. So I had a very hard late adolescence and early adulthood. It got better when I got married, but there'd still be times when I'd sort of go off the edge. About 3 years ago, I attempted suicide. And after that, I went and talked to a psychiatrist, and he diagnosed me with bipolar. I also have clinical depression. The evidence was there, but it never connected the dots. Well, it was unusual in that there was nothing wrong in my life at the moment. What happened that day was I left my work where I was very happy. I always enjoyed going to work. I always had a good time, you know. But as I walked home, I just started feeling worse and worse. Not about anything, but this feeling just came over me. By the time I got home, I wanted it all to be over. You know what? Yeah, it wasn't like there's anything wrong. Yeah, I was like, this is too much. It's just I wanted it all to be over, and I had an attempt, and everything folded out from there. The idea that there were these problems in my life, that if I could get the problems all solved, that I'd be happy. And that wasn't it at all. Like I said, when I had the suicide attempt, there was nothing wrong at all, period. There was nothing hanging over me. It's a medical problem. It isn't necessarily your fault that nobody did anything to you. You have depression, cheer up. Well, you can't cheer up. It's you aren't necessarily unhappy because of something that happened, or something in your life. You just have the depression. It's like telling somebody with a cold to stop sniffling. Well, you have a cold. And other people, people like, I hear voices. I don't, people say, I hear voices. And you can't tell somebody to ignore the voices because they're there, But there's nothing they can do to stop it. They can only cope with it, learn how to live with it, learn how to, not let it take over.